There. I am here with Mary Kay Sheehan from the exceedingly lovely dance film Proheresis. And I gotta say, I was whisked away by the lush music fully present in the work, the gorgeous locations around the world, and the skilled performances, including from you, exploring these themes of freedom and openness, which translated beautifully. So it's wonderful to get to meet you virtually, although I kind of feel like I already know you. When you see somebody dance so openly and honestly, you feel like you've, I don't know, uncovered a layer of them that you get past the small talk for sure. So about the film, I just wanted to know, how did you first get involved with it?
So thanks for having me.
Yeah.
And so I've known Becca, the choreographer, for many, many years. I used to live in New York City. And we danced together there in a company called Sean Curran Company. So we've known each other for quite a while and of course became very good friends and colleagues. And Becca called me up in, I think it was fall 2021. So quite some time has passed. Called me up and we kind of had a catch up and she said, I've got this project idea that I want to bring to life and could you be a part of it? And of course it kind of fell into my lap almost at of course like the serendipitous moment as far as the themes of the film and yeah, so it was kind of a continuation of like a long time friendship and collaboration with Becca, with Aarons, the
Nice.
choreographer.
That's how some of the best projects come to fruition. It's people who speak the same language, just that trust, that love there. And I think some of the work comes out from that. Yeah, there did feel like a real intimacy to the work too, that I was like, oh, I feel like there must be some connection there. So in terms
Which is super, so I want to butt in, which is
of,
super interesting because we made it in four different countries
yeah.
and five different cities. So it's interesting that that intimacy still like reads into,
Yeah.
a digital product. Yeah.
For all the dancers, were you all part of that company before?
No. So the other two dancers I've never met. They're friends of Becca's that I've heard stories about because she would tell me about her friends, but we've actually never all met in person. I've never met the musicians in person.
Wow.
So it's a really interesting kind of web of
Yeah.
coming.
And it's interesting to see how, the common themes are a uniter for everybody, because you all, for me, it felt like you were all speaking the same language in your art. So obviously that was communicated well. And I did want to dive into this, some of the themes. So we start off with that quote, "Our destiny is not fixed. Choice is not an illusion." So the title is in reference to a work by Epictetus. I think I said that right. So how did this quote and the philosophy permeate the work? What were some of the conversations being had?
So, okay, I'm going to speak from my perspective
Yeah.
because it would be a little bit different from each person who is involved. So Becca came to us with this quote and with this idea of proairesis and this philosophy, which is something that she had kind of dug into with her dad some years prior in conversation. And this idea of faculty of choice, of being an agent, kind of. For me, it again, I said this project kind of came to me at the right moment because I had just gone through something quite difficult, a loss. And so again, I was in this seat of like, okay, what do? How do I choose to engage with this? How do I choose to move forward? How do I choose to react and to shape my future, shape my next steps forward? Coming from this experience and how does that lead me on? And so that was my personal approach to it, was engaging with this recent loss that I had gone through and said, okay, yeah, now I'm the driver. Now what do I do? What is my choice? I have a choice in this situation of how to deal with this, how to engage with what's in front of me. So that was how I approached it. And I think that, you know, this project came kind of in the wake of COVID, and there was just a lot of kind of communal loss during the years of COVID, on like a large scale, but also on a lot of personal experience scales, and for me, and I think for other people in the project. And I think that that also somehow became like an undertone that brought us together into this space of, okay, and now what?
So many layers of resonance. And I think that's what makes work like this so interesting is, of course, each of the dancers are going to have their own life experiences that they imbue on this. It was interesting. There was a real connectivity I felt in some of the themes and in the ways you all approached it. One of my favorite things that you did was when you directly addressed the camera and you're moving towards the camera, eyes right down the barrel, kind of almost holding it. I thought that was a really cool breaking of the fourth wall and taking charge of, I'm going to be making my own approach to this. It was neat.
Exactly. And I think that there were certain movement things that Becca had specifically asked each of us to do. So some things we had a lot of freedom, and other things she wanted more specifically. And this was one of them. She wanted, I think, this really direct kind of path through space and this going really into the camera, you know? So again, it's like facing it head on.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Also, I always wonder when you are first getting a piece and you're creating it, how do you get into the zone? How do you mentally prepare for that moment right before they say action, or you give yourself a self-imposed action?
Well, it's really different depending on the project, of course. And so for this one, it does become quite personal and quite, the internal space is quite alive. You're having like a dialogue kind of within yourself, and the movement is your vehicle for this response that you want to give. So it's not an easy question to answer, I think, but it challenges you to really kind of go back and think about something again and see how you feel again and reapproach it again. And, you know, when you're learning the choreography or creating the movement, you are in this kind of playful, creative space. And then once you say like, okay, this is kind of what I'm going to do when the camera's rolling, then again, you're kind of like, not, you can't recreate the same feeling or the same moment or the same movement every time. Mm-hmm. You're working within a structure, but again, there's a little bit of, you know, live reaction of like, how am I feeling today, the day that the camera's in front of me? And that's different than the day I was in the studio preparing for this moment. And so you bring what you have that day, you know, and the intensity or the softness that you have that day, you bring that into the moment. But definitely for me, there are specific moments in the choreography where I had kind of marked like specific images or feelings or experiences in my head. That is where I really drew the movement into my own experience. And so every time I would kind of use that as a reference point for the starting place, as far as my energetic interpretation.
Yeah, it's almost like
was
they're
the question?
Gas stations that you can kind of gas up or find your space. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course it's going to be different in every piece, but it's interesting to have to stay hyper present with what you feel that day. It almost connects to the themes a little bit too, of you have a choice of how to go through it.
Exactly.
I found really lovely about this piece was the music and seeing the actual musicians in the piece playing, where they're not, it's not just background sound where sometimes the audience tunes out. They're almost like an active character bringing us present with the music and their contribution. So do you know,
Definitely.
what was the significance maybe of the music piece or why the musicians were featured?
Becca could tell you more about the actual choosing of the piece of music. I do think that a big component was a female composer, and we were excited about this kind of female-led collaboration, and kind of using maybe a piece of music that hasn't really, in my experience, hasn't gotten a lot of light, but is a very powerful piece of music made by women in the early 20th century, if I remember correctly. And the music is very dynamic. I mean, it's quite dramatic. It has a lot of layers. And so I think that that really speaks to, again, maybe this idea of agency of proairesis and the faculty of choice of like stepping up to the plate, kind of, and not shying away. And the collaboration for the actual project was between Becca, the choreographer, and Nora, who is in charge of the musicians of the Red Riding Hood String Quartet. So they together came up with this idea of the collaboration and the film. So the music and the musicians were a central piece of the project from the very beginning. And again, definitely like a driving voice, just as much as the dancers were.
Yeah, I loved that. In terms of when you're actually performing it on the day of, obviously you don't have the musicians there. Where are you playing the music? I always wonder, is it just from like
Nowhere.
just from nowhere? Wow.
So I didn't play music. Maybe some of the other dancers played it somewhere, like for reference or for atmosphere, but I did it all without the music. In the rehearsal process, Becca had given me some time marks on the music of like, okay, pay attention to this section. So I did get to know the music while I was working with the movement material. But on the day of actual shooting, I shot entirely without music. And then, of course, in the editing process, they had a lot of freedom to move things around, you know, and maybe what I thought goes with one part of the music, they could have put with something else. So
Oh, interesting.
again, there was this idea of like, I'm kind of giving my voice, and but I am kind of like contributing to a whole, to a finished product, and I don't know exactly how it's going to turn out because my work will be in collaboration and in, you know, reference with all the other pieces of this big puzzle. It's kind of like a big puzzle project. So it was also a surprise for me to see the finished product and, you know, how they tied everything together with the music.
What was your reaction when you did see the final product?
I mean, I was so happy. It was such a nice project to be a part of. And I think that they did a beautiful job weaving so many aspects and voices together. So yeah, I think that the editing and the filmography, they did a really beautiful job. And of course, I was just, you know, grateful to be one of the voices, you know, in this kind of beautiful, beautiful statement.
In terms of the different environments, I thought it was interesting because there was a nice interplay with the environment. Like some people really got their hands in the dirt, and there was nice mirroring of certain images of the body with architecture. So how did you choose your spaces that you were filming in?
Becca really wanted outdoor spaces, so that was the starting place. And something that was kind of indicative of each of our four different placements. So I picked, you know, a couple things that are kind of iconic for Athens or Greece, you know. So we filmed in the middle of one of the busiest streets in Athens. I'm on the kind of cement divide between the lanes of cars with a really nice street art in the background. And we filmed in the sea. I did like a shoot in the sea. There's a couple shots of it in the final edit. So the sea, of course, being a huge part of Greece as a culture and as an identity. And the third place that I shot is kind of like a big mountain space that's actually in the middle of Athens. So almost looks like being on another planet, but it's right here.
Yeah.
It's right, you know, not too far away. And just the, you know, the types of plants that grow there, the colors of the rocks, and we got like a nice sunlight there. So
oh, yeah.
We kind of picked
golden hours.
Yeah, so that was a, you know, big part of shooting outside is the light and the the light in Greece is also a big part of this of the place. So that really helped us decide, you know, how can we show a little bit of Greece also in this as compared to New York, as compared to Berlin, you know, and Canada.
Yeah, it definitely did entice me that I do need to visit. Absolutely. When you're dancing in these different environments, how does it influence your performance? Is there kind of a back and forth
big time
off each other?
Yeah. So when I was you know, kind of thinking back over the project, that's one of the things that I thought about was like, again, you learn movement material, you improvise, you build your kind of work in a studio, which is like a very curated space. You know, you have like a smooth floor, you have nice, you know, surroundings, it's easy to move in. And then we went outside and everything changes, you know, like you have to adapt the movement, you know, maybe certain things that were going to be turns, they can't turn because now I'm dancing on a rock or now I'm dancing underwater. So that was also kind of like a fun game, a little, another element added in. And, you know, when I was thinking about it again, I was like, this is again, kind of this periphrasis of like, how am I going to engage with this? So it's this constant like conversation, negotiation of like what's presented to you and how can you interact with that? You know,
yeah.
I was dancing like rocks under my hands and like, you know, dust everywhere. And then of course, as soon as you go in the water, it's like a whole different ball game as far as balance. And, you know, it's really hard to move your arms through the water instead of like moving your arms air. So it gives something a whole new flavor, a whole new character when you interact with the environments.
Very cool. Wow, that's like I'm sure like a dancer's dream, but also nightmare at the same time.
Totally.
So I want to know, what is next for you in your creative pursuits?
Well, I teach here in Athens. I teach dance and yoga quite full time, so that's kind of my like undercurrent.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, we're going into a new season. It's kind of coming out of summer, going into fall. So looking to find some new collaborations for this year. And I'm also actually in a month going to start a master's degree in dance research.
Cool.
And I'm going to choose to focus on dance performance for my research. So that is kind of my new exciting venture, a little bit of a risk, you know, but kind of trying to take a new step forward and just reapproach dance in a new way, because I've been dancing for all my life and it feels like I need to almost start over, kind of reapproach it, rethink it, you know. Rethink about, okay, what have I done up until now and how can I go forward?
Yeah, I think that's really important to keep growing and keep challenging yourself. And you can use all of the themes of this work to re-inspire you into this new journey. But you clearly have a lot of history and backstory that you can put into this new education too. So they'll be lucky to you researching.
Thanks.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. That was lovely, because I always watch a piece and I have so many questions that I want to parse through and dig into. So thanks for answering all of those. And it was lovely to meet you from across the globe.
You too. You too. Thank you.
Thanks.